Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. In our world, some things are abundant. Things like space. By that I mean land area. Yes, I know that some areas of the world are very crowded, because I've been to India and I've been to Bangladesh, and I've been in some of their crowded cities. But really, there are huge portions of the world where very few people live. On the other hand, some things are scarce. They're very limited. Things like clean water, or maybe adequate electricity. Or how about time? You know, there's only so much time allotted to each of us. We must choose how to use it to our best advantage. And generally, we like abundance better than scarcity. Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to this program, Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel media ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. Thousands are tuning in each week to receive spiritual nourishment and blessing. And we're glad that you've tuned in today. On this broadcast of Hope for Today, we're continuing our study in the Gospel of John. So I urge you to stay tuned. In just a moment, Dr. Yoder will present today's teaching, The Abundant Life.
Are you satisfied with your life? Do you long for something better, something new, something different? Our materialistic world philosophy ties everything to money. But there are values more worthy than money. Those values have to do with peace in the heart and soul. An abundant life is possible even when there is little or much. The abundant life and the words of Jesus from John 10, 1-10, here they are. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he who does not enter into the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens to him, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And they will not follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus spoke this parable to them, but they did not understand what it was which he spoke to them. Therefore Jesus said to them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come so that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm talking to you about the abundant life. In our text, Jesus clears up several ideas related to the abundant life. Let's talk about them for a bit. There is the close intimacy between the shepherd and the sheep. In fact, Jesus said that the gatekeeper knows him, the good shepherd. He opens the gate to him. And all that came before him and all that climb up some other way are thieves and robbers. But the gatekeeper knows the shepherd. There's a kind of intimacy, there's a kind of warm acquaintance there between the gatekeeper and the shepherd. But there is more to this intimacy. The shepherd is also known by the sheep. They know his voice. When he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Sheep are a very personable animal. They learn to know the shepherd very well. They can tell his voice. They can tell by his appearance whether or not he is in fact the true shepherd. You'll notice that Jesus said this intimacy is this way. He goes before his sheep, and they follow him. I have seen shepherds in the Holy Land leading their sheep. They always go before them. They never drive the sheep. They lead the sheep. And Jesus said, he goes before his sheep, and they follow him. They will not follow strangers because they do not know the voice of a stranger. This is a kind of intimacy that the abundant life can bring to you. Jesus is a part of that abundant life, and his close acquaintance with you, his intimacy, that is that he can walk with you and walk before you, and you can know his voice. And then a second idea is a careful instruction. Jesus told them this parable, but they did not understand what he was telling them. So Jesus took the trouble, the pains, to lead them to a real understanding. So he said in clear tones, I am the door of the sheep. If you are going to enter into the abundant life, you must accept what Jesus is saying. I am the door. And then he said, all whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. That's a very clear instruction, which simply means that there are no other entrances beside the one that Jesus has prepared, in fact, the one that Jesus is. If you are going to enter into the abundant life that Jesus is talking about in these verses, then you must come by the door which he said, I am the door. So to lead you to understanding, Jesus gave a very careful instruction here. Then he also warned against others. He said, all that came before me are thieves and robbers. Very important it is then for us to get our directions clear. We have only one that we dare and care to follow, and that one is Jesus. The true sheep do not hear the voice of strangers and will not follow thieves and robbers. You see, Jesus was very careful to give them a good and clear instruction, so it is necessary to come that way to a clear and careful understanding from this careful instruction. Jesus said, I am the door. Others who came are thieves and robbers. There's a third idea that Jesus clears up for us, and that is a considered intention. He said, I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastures. It is possible for you, just as I, to enter in by this door, Jesus, and find a safe place. He said, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. All others are excluded. Only he is the one. And once you have entered in through him, then you are safe and satisfied. I wonder, really, do you know what it is to be satisfied? Satisfied in Jesus with this abundant life. And here is a very considered intention for you, that you might also with me find out what that really means. Go in and out and find pasture to have a perfectly satisfied life. But Jesus goes a bit farther than that. He said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. That's why I called my message the abundant life. Life for us can be much more than just existing physically. Much more. In fact, God expected us to have more in life than just to live from birth to death. He expected us to have the abundant life, the overflowing life, the kind of life that comes when you enter in by the door, Jesus, and find in Him your satisfying portion. It's more than existence. It's an abundant life, a truly abundant life. My dear friend, I wish you would consider this intention very seriously, because Jesus wants to impart unto you that abundant life of which He spoke to the disciples. He said, I am come that they might have life, yes, but that they might have more abundant life, more abundant life, life more abundantly, overflowing life, kind of life that gives you real joy and peace. All provisions have been made for you and me, my friend. I have chosen that way for the abundant life. Have you? If you choose it, you'll have a very close intimacy with Jesus, a kind of fellowship that I cannot describe for you until you experience it. You'll have a careful instruction so you'll be able to discern who is right and who is wrong, and not follow the thieves and robbers. You can have a considered intention to receive that more abundant life. Yes, my friend, it is for you. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that in Jesus' name all this becomes possible for us when we accept it by faith, even as Jesus instructed us. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. And this I pray for my friend. In Jesus' name, amen.
My friend, have you found the abundant life? Have you experienced the peace and joy that Jesus can give? If not, why not? His offer still stands. You can find abundant life today. Now, if you were blessed by this teaching and would like an audio CD or printed copy of it, just write and ask for the teaching, The Abundant Life. We would be happy to send a copy to you as soon as we receive your request. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, The Abundant Life. And if you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take those questions to the Holy Scripture and we'll find an answer for you. We want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and in your relationship with Him. So write to us today. Here's the contact information again. Send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533, and request your copy of this teaching, The Abundant Life, either in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study in John's Gospel with his message titled, Self-Giving Love. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.